Okay, let's pray. Father, thank you that you continue to speak to us. We are open vessels to hear from you. Oh God, Father, in the name of Jesus, by your Holy Spirit. Amen. Okay, so we're listening. God's opening the word to you, my friend, and to me. We were in Colossians, but first, Ephesians 1, verse 3, you are blessed with every spiritual blessing. Verse 4, God did it in Christ to present you blameless before him. Now, Colossians chapter 1, and we read from verse 19. I just want to recap and read this one again. For God was pleased to have all his fullness dwell in Jesus, and through him to reconcile to himself all things. You see, Paul had a revelation of this. He had a revelation that he's reconciled totally. In Acts, he says he walked with a clear conscience before the people. Clear conscience. Yet he was there, the instrument through which Stephen, the first martyr, were killed. He killed the Christians. He was a murderer. He walked with a clear conscience. I want to tell you, you can say, Lord Jesus, thank you that you took all my sin in your body on that cross. I'm blameless. You present me now blameless in Christ. And I am in Christ. 1 Corinthians 1 verse 30. And even many more scriptures. But I keep on hammering this one. Because by him you are in Christ Jesus. It's God's work. Because you're in. You're not in and out, in and out. He said, you are in. You are presented to the Father, blameless and spotless. And through him, to reconcile to himself all things. Verse 20. Whether things on earth or things in heaven, by making peace through his blood shed on the cross. Once you were alienated from God and were enemies in your minds because of your evil behavior. That's what you were. But now he has reconciled you by Christ's physical body. See, that's why a man gave it away. There was a man. His name is Jesus, the last Adam, who brought it back, who bought it back. Let's not slap him in the face. Let's say, yes, I'm holy as he is holy. I'm the temple of the Holy Spirit. He's holy. But now he has reconciled you by Christ's physical body through death to present you holy in his sight, without blemish and free from accusation. If you continue in your faith, continue. Ephesians 6 says, stand. Therefore stand with the armor of God on. Keep putting it on. The devil wants you to lose it, to walk by sight. Not by faith in the work of Jesus Christ. The devil wants you to walk by experience, not by faith in the finished work of Jesus Christ. And let's look at Jude chapter 1. Let's look at Jude. What does it say? Man, this chapter, maybe you haven't ever read through it. It's one chapter. But look at this. Verse 24, to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you before his glorious presence without fault and with great joy. To him who is able to keep you from stumbling. You say, but sometimes I stumble. Then 1 John 2, verse 1 and 2, it jumps into action. If anybody have sinned, you have an advocate. And that advocate says, paid for. Look at the cross, paid for. That advocate knows the scriptures. He knows what happened in the body of himself, of Jesus Christ on that cross. He says, in my body, the letter of accusation against this brother, this sister, was nailed, paid for by me, Jesus Christ. In the flesh, a man, the man Jesus bought it back. Praise God. To him who is able, verse 24. To him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you before his glorious presence without fault and with great joy. To the only God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, power, and authority. Glory, majesty, power, and authority. Glory, majesty. Say those words that it becomes so real to you. Your everyday language to God. To you belongs glory, majesty, power, and authority. Through Jesus Christ, my Lord. Before all ages, now and forevermore. Man, let's just turn to that scripture. 1 John chapter 2. Let's turn there. Let's just read it. It's so beautiful. 1 John chapter 2. It's so beautiful. These things I write to you, that you may not sin. That you may not sin. But if, and if anyone sins, we have an advocate with him, with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. I write these things to you, that you may not sin. What things? He gives you encouragement. He gives you the word of God. He gives you scripture, that you may not sin. But if you sin, you have an advocate. We have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous. We have an advocate. We have an advocate, Jesus Christ. That is so important to understand that you have an advocate. He never lost a case. Never. Now, let's go to 2 Corinthians chapter 5. That is absolutely beautiful. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. And you know verse 17 very well. Verse 17 says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is the new creation. He is a new creation. The old has gone, the new has come. Behold, all things have become new. All things have become new. Now you're learning. You're learning. Which things have become new? Since birth, you've heard voices, people talking to you, saying, what a beautiful boy. Performance made you to prosper. Performance made you to get the next degree. Performance. And now you come to Jesus and he says, please don't perform. My son worked on your behalf. Now your mind is in a twix. Because you've been trained. No lifting up or no promotion if there's no performance. No promotion without performance. Jesus performed on your behalf. Verse 17, if anyone is in Christ, he's a new creation. The old is gone, the new has come. Behold, all things have become new. All this is what I want to get to you. All this is from God, who reconciled you to himself through Christ. You are reconciled. Take your reconciliation as a gift from God. Take it now. You are reconciled to God. Sit closer to the Father. Sit closer. Hug him. He loves you. You is beloved. You is beloved. That was God reconciling you to himself, not counting your sin against you. Praise God. God bless you.